Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Should we release the episode?
Yes. Release the topic. Do you want to release the topic into the wild, Chloe?
Well, yes. I'm worried that I'll get the format wrong.
No, you just smashed it. If you begin with the words how to, and after that, anything.
Any noun.
Any noun. Then an adjective, and bring it home to full stop.
Or a question mark.
Sometimes.
How to football.
Yes! How to get into football. Yeah.
How to get into football.
Just like we don't know the episode title.
How to get into football.
How to get into football. Okay, yeah. Of course, famously football fan.
Big football fan. I do sort of worry that I talk about it a lot and people are completely unenthused by it, which is...
That won't happen today.
Right, okay.
No, it won't. And also you've got me in your corner, because if anyone has been listening to the podcast, I've been effacively... I don't know what that even means. But you gave it a good old go.
I've been effusively talking about
effusively. Effusively talking about football for a bit, haven't I?
For a bit.
Well, the last like couple of months I've really just got into playing football, and yes. Then of course the women have won the football, and it feels like football's a bit more, you know, in the, and I feel very, very angry that I've not been allowed to play, that I spent all my life thinking that football wasn't for me. Yeah. And now I'm like, it's so fun and so dumb. Why did I think I wasn't allowed this all my life?
But you don't have to play it professionally to have a good old go.
No, right?
You know, it's actually quite fun to have a good old go with football, whereas there are some sports that you can't just have a good old go with,
javelin.
Snooker.
Javelin, yeah.
Wow, I was just thinking about that for a moment.
Because I think the issue is that, like, because it's historically been men, they take it very, very seriously. Mm. Yes. But then when you're right, when you step back from it, it is, like fundamentally funny and pathetic.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I found myself at Wembley, just when the Lionesses won, I just burst into tears. And then I started really, like, I started crying from laughter, because I was like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that I'm sat here crying that a bunch of girls have won a game of kick it. Yeah. Silly.
Yeah, but nice, because it's so pure and of its own. So like, I don't know, my partner, we both watch Liverpool a lot, and when there's a good old game, it's got nothing to do with the rest of my day. I have no effect on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just in its own little world, and you don't have to move or talk to anyone in order to enjoy it.
You're not shouting loud enough. If you shout loud enough, then it does push the ball into.
Right.
The ball.
Okay. So this is what we're going to be talking about. I'm clearly not even watching football correctly.
Yeah, no one. Right. Oh, before we get into it, we're going to
dismantle things.
Have a lovely bunch. There you go.
Thanks for my lovely bunch.
Thanks for your lovely bunch. Some people, if fans of the podcast know, at the beginning of every episode, we do our adult thing, and there can be once it was CV put our rings in a small box, and sometimes we do your tax return. Sometimes it's got over a broken heart. And sometimes they're small, sometimes they're big.
Sometimes they are cancelled my organic veg box subscription because we were just throwing out loads of weird veg.
Yes.
A bulbous onion.
That is the spirit. Quit my shit job and came to the Fringe by myself to celebrate.
Oh, yes.
Really nice one.
Oh, had a back massage as soon as my back started hurting.
That is good because you wait too long. Yeah.
Someone else quit their job. Is everyone unemployed here?
Shouldn't be at the freaking. I do worry about the amount of people who write into us about quitting their job. I'm like, you mustn't take us as a reason to please.
Oh shit.
Remember to cancel my Amazon Prime subscription before it auto-renewed. Yes.
Also, someone came for a day out at the Fringe on my own as I recently moved to Scotland solo and have no proper friends yet. So the other person that came solo, link up and become friends. Because honestly, that's tragic.
We should have a designated solo zone. So you know to...
People would love that.
Yeah.
All the virgins can sit together. But this is a joke. I go and watch stuff on my own all the time.
I go to things constantly on my own. People are always like, you're on your own. I'm like, yeah, I like to do stuff on my own.
They just walk up to you and go, are you on your own?
Honestly,
I watch a film.
took the lead on organising Weekend Away with my pals.
Oh,
it's hard to do that, because what if you pick somewhere that they don't want to go? Like Las Iguanas, you know?
There's another person who hasn't got any friends. They've taken this as an opportunity to plug their show, and honestly, no.
I was into it. That's what you get, mate. That's what you get. I finally emptied my suitcase 3 weeks after coming back from holiday. Yes. And then I really respond to that, but then in brackets, this is why I don't care for it, it says the clothes that needed washed had been taken out as soon as I got home. It was just clean clothes, to which I'm like, no. To me, it's a filthy bag of clothes and it remains there, and I'll get
rotten
clothes. Thank you.
Tessa once came to the Fringe. Was it the Fringe with all of your belongings in a big bin bag?
Yes, it was the Fringe of the past. And it was this Fringe as well, Stevie.
Was it?
Very much. And I upgraded to an IKEA bag this year. Thank you very much.
You know what?
I was out till 5 a.m. I didn't pack. I got myself overwhelmed. Into the IKEA bag we go. Let's go to the Fringe. And then I had to take them all to the dry cleaners. The dry cleaners lost them. I've been wearing this for a month. I haven't taken off. Yeah, please.
Well, this one starts on the similar theme of drove solo for 5 hours and then it turns into a brag so I could be in Edinburgh for the Fringe with my best friend. So.
Oh, that's nice.
That is really nice, but losers if you're on your
own. I'm just bringing that old positive energy to the...
I'm going to read this without knowing what it is. Remember to check pocket before leaving house to successfully brought the ones that will actually get me back in without the keys, that will actually get... Oh, God! The keys that will actually get me back in without waking my friends up at 1 a.m. Okay, I have that now.
Sorry, I should have said this at the start. I can't read.
Yeah.
So,
she's just doing it
very well.
Improv. I took my 2-year-old daughter camping and no one died!
Oh, I think no one died. It's very good.
Or not a bad injury.
What bare minimum.
Yeah, right?
For a
I think, honest to God, that's how I feel about children. There's currently a baby in my house, would you believe? Mine? No, it's not. But my housemate, Simon, who plays the guitar for Diane Chorley, has arrived with his baby. And now we're all like, I guess we live with this baby now.
How old's the baby?
6 months old.
That's too young.
Too young.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Shouldn't be allowed.
If you're not popping out of the womb as a toddler, then I'm not interested.
Not interested. No, thank you very much.
Let's do one more. Two more to bring us home.
And okay, now you got a nice one in there?
This I ordered something different to my usual at brunch. I did order chocolate orange French toast with popping candy, but still. So that's the person.
Wow!
That's the person
that's going to... What for brunch? Jesus, and no one died?
Okay. They're going to be shitting themselves today. That's
the... It filled my kite up. Filled my kite with air. I filled my car tyres with air at the recommended PSI. What does it mean?
That's amazing. That one goes around as well.
PSI.
That's
incredible. I hate it when I get my PSI wrong.
Yeah,
in my kite.
Yeah.
So hard. Okay, football time.
Let's all play it.
So what's your sort of like, how did you get into it? Was it like family and it was just immediate? Or did you like, was it later in life?
No. So the first thing I did as a human being was chip myself in my dad's Crystal Palace town, which is sort of...
Great.
In his towel?
Yeah, his Crystal Palace town, which has sort of served as a fecal prophecy for the fortunes of the football club subsequently. And my dad sort of always said that at that age, he didn't want to like force football or Crystal Palace the team onto me. But when I sort of look back at photos, I am just exclusively in Crystal Palace kit and okay. tiny little yellow wellies. So I think it was, sort of preordained that I would be a Fulham fan and a Crystal Palace fan. Yeah.
Excellent. And are you to this day? No change, no deviation?
No deviation whatsoever.
And do you have siblings as well?
Yeah, Peter Betts.
Peter Betts, friend of the podcast.
And in terms of playing it, have you guys played it? Because when I was in primary school, I wanted to play with the boys, and there was no football like team, and my teacher created a girls' football team. We were sponsored by Northwich Glass. And we had like a little strip, and I think it's still going. And then I really loved it. It was like, oh, I hate PE and I'm really bad at all of it, and that I was actually not bad at it. And then we got to secondary school, and there was no team, and I had to play like hockey or whatever, netball, and it was really sad because it was like when I asked around, it was like, well, we just don't do that. We don't do it. And I feel like in schools now there are teams. You can play football more now than you could. But it's hard that it's got to be on, the emphasis is on you to do it, whereas with little boys, you know, it's like we just immediately all just, if someone's going to suggest a game, whereas girls tend to just suggest a game of football when I was growing up. Yeah. I hope that the lioness has changed that. And like, it sounds like I'm crying. I'm so emotional about Northwich Glass.
I will start crying about the lionesses at some point. That's so that good, feels quite on brand. But I'm pretty sure it's like compulsory for boys to play at school,
yes.
But not compulsory for girls, and they're saying that they won't change that. But I say force them.
Yeah. If anyone listening, if anyone here is the head of PE in the world, can you sort that out? Yeah. Peter Pest, the head of PE? Peter Pest, the head of PE.
We'll appoint him.
PP. PP for PE. The boys played football, I think we played netball at primary school, and then the one day in year six, I think it's a World Book Day, and I'm dressed as
big day,
big huge day. I'm dressed as Anne of Green Gables,
and that must have been hard. Like, you sort of dress like Anne of Green Gables quite a bit sometimes, you know?
Yeah, in a
positive way.
I know, I look fantastic. Yeah. it was a very easy step for me. Yeah. It was very natural. And she's in, and she's off. Got one of my smocks out the cupboard, I'm off. But I was also wearing these hobnail boots.
Right, yeah,
and,
sure.
And then we had we used to play rounders a lot in the summer. I think our teachers were like, oh, we don't give a shit about teaching, you just go away, go on and play rounders on the field. And then this day we all went and played football. This is my only memory of ever playing football at school. I'm dressed as Anna Green Gables, I'm wearing these hobnail boots. I kick a ball at the thing, and the goalkeeper has run away, and it's just me and the goal, and then I go to kick it, and I just, what I've now termed a ghost ball, which is when you really, really kick, but the ball's not there, when you, you know, and then it just feels like your foot just goes through nothing, and it's so shameful, because you put all your weight into it. So I did one of those, the ball just continued on its path. Mr. Eaton, my teacher, laughed at me. Not in a cruel way, just wasn't like...
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. There goes Anna Green Gables, and then she was like, and she's missed an open goal. And he laughed, he was laughing so much, but it wasn't my formative, like, oh, I should get into comedy. It was my, like, and I'll never play football again. So truly, it was like a really formative memory. And then I never, ever played since, until this year.
Do you have that trauma when you step out on the pitch now?
I honestly, carried with me at the beginning, but now I've got over it and I've got better at my ghost balls and stuff.
What do you dress as now when you're
Anna Green Gables? But I remember writing once, like, I wasn't on my diary, but like I remember writing like a list of things to be afraid of I think I was being humorous in an article, but I sincerely was like, number one, a drowning, number two, a ball. You're in the park, and a stray ball comes to you, and everyone shouts, give it back, and you have to be in charge of giving it back.
Honestly, that's my fucking dream.
Yeah. Do you like a scissor kick backwards over your own
head?
Do
you ever see those YouTubes where, maybe it only gets suggested to me on the algorithm, where someone will like go out into a town centre, put a football down on the floor, pass it to a member of the public, and then they'll rate their pass back?
Rate their parts.
Yeah, that's honestly my dream.
Hell.
I just hang around in suburban town centres just waiting for a ball to
that's horrifying. That's the thing. I feel like because boys feel, and again, this is very gendered and that I'm saying, but I mean it obviously very like general, but like, yeah, girls, it's that feeling of, for example, I'm often quite disappointed that my favourite drink is a rosé because I feel like it's obviously, you know,
yeah.
Or like...
And you want it to be a Guinness.
I want it to be a hearty, sweaty Guinness. I've never had Guinness before. I had one sip and was like, I thought this would taste like sort of lovely caramel, and it's not. It tastes like roast beef. It's died, like, in liquid form with some iron filings in it. And the answer was like, lots of iron in it. What does that mean? I don't know what it is.
I won't discuss further, but I do know.
My formative experience, this actually is in my show, this story, is that one day I was playing football with the boys and this girl came running over to the playground where we were playing, and she went up to this boy and was like, hey, is there any chance I can play football with you? And he goes, no, sorry, girls aren't allowed to play. And she goes, but Chloe's playing. And he goes, yeah, but she's really good. That is when I had my first orgasm. You know, like, it is just hot. It is just hot when men slag off other women to praise you. Do you not think so?
It's so bad. Like, I want that to. I want that to be like, oh, how sad. Actually, I love it. Yeah, that's all I want in my life.
If you were the other girl, it's sad. But if you're me, it's like, it's yeah, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I peaked at seven.
For me, I'm 14, and a Canadian boy says, yeah, but she's hardcore about me. And my
soul... What are you doing?
It's much more shameful. And my soul left my body, and it's never come back down since. And I'll never feel anything like that ever again.
It
feels amazing.
Yeah, it feels so good.
And isn't that the worst thing, you know? Isn't that awful?
I don't know. The only worst thing is I've never had that.
Oh.
You've never had the approval of a man.
A man ever.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, so how, Chloe, you've actually prepared a small quiz.
Maybe because you're supposed to be about the getting into being a fan.
Yeah.
I just want to say one more thing about being a player.
Oh, sorry,
just because, we've actually played this, we've been playing since we're here. Mm. And Chloe took a terrible injury and had to be stretchered off.
Oh,
yeah,
truth.
I'm pretty sure that everyone that's at the game that has had a separate conversation of just like, our public front is that we play up the injury to not embarrass Chloe Pets, because basically it was just such the fringe is very hard as a performer, and basically I got hit in the knee, and that obviously takes you back to when you're a child, and usually what you do is sort of look round, find your mum and go to mum and she'd help you, but I sort of looked round and mother wasn't there.
Did you see the speed at which I ran from goal to be mum?
It was,
you were in goal.
Yeah, she was fucking, she was amazing. Tessa comes running over, puts her arm around me, because I went into a bit of shock and I started crying. And it was quite
Liam
tragic.
Williams is like, does anyone know what to do here? You know?
But it was so funny because all of the girls flopped around me, and then all of the boys were just stood just sort of off stage, if you will, just passing the ball between them. And then Jack Barry just goes, I like the colour of your top, mate.
You're on the floor to have a taken
just, like,
injury,
sobbing. Yeah.
This is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
They say that like we should all just come together, but I think boys should stop playing football.
Yeah.
And it should just be girls.
Just leave it to the girls so we can have a little yeah. cry together.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we go around the pitch, we do just hold hands. It's nice to feel close to each other.
We've been playing it. I was actually genuinely too scared to go. This is like the third one. I was like, okay, I will come. Because I was like, oh, everyone's going to be too good. And we've been playing on a Saturday in London, and it's mostly girls and everyone mostly beginners. And if you do, anyone who is good who comes has to know that like the bar has to be here, so you mustn't be good. And there's a lot of passing, and people are so supportive and nice. And then I was like, oh, everyone's going to be too good because now there are all these new boys. And then I went. I was like, go, be very brave. And then I remember being like, oh my god, you're all shit. Like, you're all so bad. You're all just shouting, and you're wearing your special football kit, but you're not actually any good. And I felt like, oh, okay, great. And what's been so, so lovely, this is why I implore people to, like, please find two friends, and then that friend finds two more friends, and now you've got five friends.
If
you can manage to find six people, that's 3x3. Put your jumpers down, that's football, you know?
And like, you don't even need a ball.
No,
it's just six people putting their jumpers on the floor.
That's a game. That's a game. But what I found so lovely is like people being really supportive, and something that you especially shout, you know, because I was used to people being like, well, I thought people were going to shout like, on your wing, on your man, put it on your dick. Like you really shouted like you're always shouting like Tessa's there, or like, you know, Liam's there or whatever, and then you shout, I'm with you, like, I'm with you. And I was like, I'm with you. It felt so profound, not just like Stevie's there, pass it to Stevie, but you just running in and being like, I'm with you, but like, I'm here if you need, like, it felt very emotional.
I'm gonna start crying at how profound I was. That sounds like a delightful experience. I'm wonderful.
Yeah. Without any sort of like malice or like, oh, you're being shit or anything. And when boys have come to play with us, they all are like, please can I stay? Because I play like on a Thursday night, and everyone like says, like, shouts like, on the left you cunt! Like this. That was swear words. Sorry, very early for the Sabbath, and I am sorry. But you do feel like that they're all like, oh my god, this is such a nice supportive space, and it doesn't have to be this like shouting aggressive thing. It can be this like very fun, dumb, kick it, you know? It's kick it.
Yeah. And I think that, well, then that's the thing. Finding some friends and just having a go in the park would be obviously the first thing to do, but people feel like maybe you don't feel like you can say, like, you know, you don't feel like you can join. Like, yeah. I'd quite like to join the football,
please.
But no one's ever asked me.
I ask you every week.
Oh
my god.
I'd like to join.
Are you gonna come?
No, I'm going home tonight, but I'd like to, in London, I know that you do it all the time.
Or
I'll get some friends and I'll do it. But like, looking around and like starting your own thing.
You just gotta
do it and not feel like, well, I'm not very good, so why I shouldn't start it because I'm bad. Like, you're just like, no, I'm shit, and I'll start
it.
And I get everyone to feel comfortable.
And all you have to do is text one, because like when we've been playing, people are like, oh my god, how do you know so many people to play this amount of football? It's like, I don't. I just know Charlie Perkins, who started it, and then she invited somebody, who invited somebody, who invited
like
somebody. And now
thing.
I'm so sorry that, please, and let me put you.
No, I
Saturday,
oh,
we're in.
Thank you, great.
We're in.
I'll be there. But yes, so that is like basically the best way to get into it. So literally just go to the park. With your jumper, put it down. Because also, I'd be like, oh, I need 11 people. You're like, no, you don't. It's not. You need 11 people versus. You even need to do 5-a-side. 3-on-3 is fine. Like, and it's just like a bit of fun. Yeah, I'm into that. Okay, great.
I'm into that too.
Okay, it's quiz time.
It's quiz time.
Okay,
ready for the quiz.
So, but basically, before this, Tessa was saying that she wants to get into football. So I thought I'd do a quiz to help you find your football team.
Yeah, because I can't just be the Lionesses forever. Because how often do they play?
It's quite loaded.
I'm sorry. See, that's the thing. I truly don't know. I want to be supportive.
So, do you have like a? Like,
you're up.
I'm up. I'm going to shit myself. No. Do you have a? I should have done my key change. But do you have a like family? So you're.
Do I have a family?
Is the quiz started? I have a sponsor called Peter Pett.
A family team. I do support Liverpool.
Yeah.
But like, I'm very happy to be given another team to see what my soul team is.
Really?
Manchester United is our family team.
Oh,
really?
Did I know that?
Yeah. Well, we were from there. You know.
From Manchester United Stadium.
Yeah. Well, that is my that you know. That that whole side, that other, you know, my Auntie Kerry's side of the family. Yes, my mum's side of the family are all from Manchester.
Yeah.
But I truly feel a very... I said it once at school, someone's called me a glory hunter, and then I said, well, then I would never...
You wouldn't be that now, don't worry, because they're quite bad at the moment.
Well, that's exactly.
And that's good.
So now I don't
know. The opposite.
Know. Okay, well, let's...
That was it. Really good punditry. It felt like we were on, like, Guardian Football Week. That was amazing.
Okay, great. Just call me Gary Lineker.
Okay, Gary, eyes down.
Why did
you
say eyes down?
It's just nice, isn't it?
Oh,
I'm with you, eyes down.
I'm with you.
We sort of move through.
Do we have to look at something?
No, I just sort of... It's just what you say at the beginning of a quiz.
Yeah,
you've taken a flippant comment incredibly literally.
I won't look up again.
Okay, question number one. Are you a Tory?
No.
Imagine, that did not get the reaction.
Tessa, it's not outside the realms of possibility that you could be a Tory.
I know, and that's awful.
You've spoken about skiing.
Skiing came up too early. I know. No, of course I'm not a Tory.
So that's ruled out Chelsea and Aston Villa.
Okay, very good.
Does violence scare or excite you? And brackets, that is in a sexual context.
terrified brackets. Oh no.
Okay. Okay. So you can't. That's Millwall and Charlton off the list. Cats or dogs? And then there's a subtitle to this question. Do you favour glory or a scrappy underdog?
Dog and underdog. Every
dog
time.
Dog and underdog.
A dog. Yeah. A dog and underdog.
I don't believe that. But okay.
It's cat. I think you are a cat person, aren't you? You're not really a dog person. You like with Piper, my dog. You like her, but it's not your instinct wasn't to go over, get on the floor, and get in her mouth, which is what my instinct is.
Yeah, that is true. We are respectful companions.
Yes, she very much. She wrote, gets very happy to see Tessa, but Tessa's like, hello.
That's what you're saying. It's like that. I like a very big dog.
You are very formal. Oh, so that sort of rules out anyone in the top six. So Liverpool's off.
Because I like dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, is it not the scrappy
underdog? You want a scrappy underdog.
Oh, yeah, that was a very clear line between...
I didn't get it. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, okay, right.
And then, so that's, yeah, sort of anyone like...
Who could get into the Champions League is out.
Out.
Right, okay.
Done. Okay. What's your favourite colour combination?
In terms of all of it.
Of all the spectrum of colour.
I like monochrome.
Oh, that is absolutely true, you do. And look, we're fully representing our colour choices today. Because I was about to say Barbie blue and Barbie pink, so...
Barbie blue and Barbie pink!
Yeah.
Okay, no one plays in that.
Maybe some, like, you know, away strips, you know? Some weird ones. Who plays, like, they look like a fruit salad? And there's another one who plays...
The sweet, or...?
Yeah, there's a little sweet, and there's one who looks like a cigarette box, a Marlboro cigarette box. I think I've just been looking at different things. That's what I've been doing. I've
you've
not been watching
at,
football.
You've been looking at the mascots, I think.
Yeah, the mascots.
Interesting kit, that.
Cumbersome as he wants them, but okay.
That's a dinosaur, is that in the rules? And then final question is, just do you like me? And that's not for the quiz, that's just for social anxiety.
I love you.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Awesome. Thanks guys. So the answer for you is Crystal Palace Football Club. And the answer for you is, I'm pretty sure, Grimsby.
Thanks.
It was going to be Newcastle, but then I...
They're not underdogs anymore.
Yeah, and I remember that you like human rights, so... So actually, I went for Grimsby.
Right. I'd like to know more about my team, please.
Oh, so, your favourite football player is Wilfried Zaha.
Yes, it is.
Great.
I love them.
The thing about Wilfried Zaha is he's played for Palace for absolute years, and he's like a club legend. So he could have gone on to play for a bigger team, but he stuck with us and stayed with us.
Why?
And has just become...
For the love.
This has turned into a real...
am I bringing it back?
I'm so excited about the new team.
No, it's great, but what I mean is let's like open it out slightly. I think name
to all of the Crystal Palace players and Tess can quiz you about them, and that's the momentum of the show.
Where is Crystal Palace, please?
South London.
That's right. Just checking that you knew.
Tessa, I think that you might not know anything. Like, every sort of error of general knowledge that we've covered today, you have shown like a fundamental lack of knowledge. How have you got through life? You see,
with a beaming smile. And I just get away with it. I don't know anything.
You do have like quite sort of an inquisitive, like I imagine you get away with things by like on asking questions and just exclusively talking about gossip.
That's what really seemed to my soul. Yeah. That's how I got through.
But it feels like you could be given a piece of knowledge and not retain it whatsoever.
That's absolutely correct.
Right.
If you wanted to get into football, what would you say a good, apart from obviously this episode, which has been rife with tips? What would you say is a good starting point? Like what's the best? I'd go, a match of the day. Is it really the best one? Or is that too, like, if you don't know anything, you'd be like, what are they talking about? What are all those words? What are like entry-level podcasts or things that you can, like...
I suppose it's quite difficult to advise because I've sort of always followed football. It would be like asking the question of, like, how do you get into EastEnders? Do you know what I mean?
I know, you just watch it, I guess, so that's the main takeaway. If you want to get into football, watch it.
Watch EastEnders.
And if you want to play football, go and play football.
But what I would say is, maybe pick a team who's your local team.
Oh, no, yeah, that's good.
Or pick a women's team and go and watch the women's team. And, read the programme beforehand.
Yeah.
And maybe each game, if there's a team that I'm watching that I don't really know about, each game I sort of try and learn just a little bit about three players.
Yes, because that's the thing that I think is really, I've only realised very recently, is I really need a narrative.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, when the Winter Olympics is on, I'll be like, yeah, I don't really know anything. And then all it takes is 10 minutes and I'm like, full on bobsled, like the skeleton's happening, come in, look! I get so into it, or like, it's just like, I remember once being like, the cycling is boring, and then within 2 seconds, I realised that all I wanted to watch was cycling for the rest of my life, because I found out that there's like a married couple, and it was like one of his really last goes, and like he might get injured, and you just need to know a little bit about who you're watching, because then you're not just watching a load of people kick a ball, you are then watching like, oh, he's new, and like he's trying to prove himself, or like he's just, or so she, they've just been injured, or like, and they're back, or like, oh, they need to win this game, or like, you need that.
You need narrative, so go and find that narrative. And I think one of the reasons why everyone got so on board with the Lionesses this year is not only because they were wonderful and great and sort of, brought it home, it was because the added narrative that they were all shagging.
I didn't know that.
Oh, did you?
Right.
The way that they were all writhing on the floor in that photo, you were like, this ends in Audrey.
Yeah. I feel like that a lot about just any football. It's not, I like to think that everybody's shagging at any point when I'm watching anything. Like now, this is nice. I've got like a Liverpool kit and I don't wear my full kit out. No, I don't wear my like top, because the first time I did, I was on the tube and a guy, if it was a sitcom, I'd be like, this is too on the nose, men aren't like this. But he asked me something like, what was the score in 2000? Like,
oh,
how many points did they get in 2006 or something? And I was like, why would I? And what I wanted to say was, why would I know that? And I just went, oh, it's my boyfriend's T-shirt. And you're like, what? Oh, I've really let myself down.
No, you've
let like women down. I've let the balls down.
Yeah,
I've let him down because didn't answer his question. Like, there's a lot going on. It's like, but that's the energy that we have to just get rid of and just be like, I'm going to go and watch football. And like, there might be one mean man or mean person that makes you feel silly, but that is the case with everything.
But that's just misogyny, because like he's seen a blonde lady wearing a Liverpool shirt and gone like, I'm going to try and catch her out. Whereas with me, he'd come up and say something like, please don't twist my dick off, like that. Sort of the vibe that we have, so yeah.
Yeah, right.
There's also like great teams like Clapton FC in London, where they have like a sort of anti-fascist element, and there'll be all like these Antifa people there. At the game, and then like some sort of trendy hipsters watching the game. And I went thinking, this is proper football, it's just a bunch of posers. And then I went, and all of the songs were like, boys and girls making all the noise. And I was like, oh, like, wow, I didn't realise that football chants could be gender inclusive. And I have like a really sort of like,
that's so
like,
nice.
What was the chant? Boys and girls and...
Everywhere we go, everywhere we go.
So inclusive.
Boys and girls making all the noise.
Wow, I thought we were changing some things. You did really well there. If someone said, do the chant, I would fall into, I'd start trying to stop.
I'm going to give you a once again, I've got a very small grasp on a bit of general knowledge that I'm going to ask you.
What is football?
It's a YouTube football team.
Yeah.
And so I did this, the Volkswagen, I did this commercial where I play a Christian Puzelik's pregnant mother. Puzel chick?
Yeah, what? Let's leave it.
A man from Chelsea. Yeah. Christian Puzelik.
Okay, so it is Pulisic.
Pulisic!
Yeah, I prefer Pootlechick.
I mean, Pootlechick.
I talk about it in my show as well, so I've been doing 20 days on
trot. I was meant to say that!
Yes, like, yeah, but
I say it wrong.
Yeah, but it's fine because it's fun.
Because you're fun, so yeah.
Okay.
Again, you get away with it, but you're like, Pulisic. I'm just
going to went, of course.
Pulisic.
Pulisic. Christian Pulisic. And he kicks the football about, and then I pray his mother, of course. And I was dressed fully as his mother on the set, and he refused to speak to me. Imagine being someone dressed as your mother and you couldn't even look them in the eye. Anyway, I'd say it's because when there's a bit where he's dribbling the ball in the commercial, and the people that they've got on to play the opposing team were very, very nice boys, and they all are in a team, and they play in Ted Lasso. They play, every time their team play another team, it's these boys.
Oh,
so if
okay.
you actually like watch the show, you're like, well, there they are again. That's 11 boys. Anyway, and then they all had these big coats on that said like something something, and they were in a YouTube team, and they play on a Sunday, and then it's live streamed onto YouTube.
That's great.
And it has this huge following, and his name was Big George. Is that helpful?
What is it?
I've no idea what to do with that.
Okay.
I don't know the YouTube
channel. I think just go and Google Big George YouTube and it'll come up, I imagine.
It definitely will not come up.
Great. So, I think that was helpful. Do you? Don't answer that. Thank you so much, Chloe, for joining us, for doing a quiz, for
quiz.
Being here. Give yourself a round of applause.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.